If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.
Hey, welcome into Stone Cold Stros. Yes, we're a day early, but we didn't think you'd mind. I'm Brandon Strange with Charlie Polillo, Josh Jordan. You can follow them on X at Polillo and at Josh Jordan SCS. You can hear Josh Daly as he's the producer of the A-Team and hosts his own show, The Nightcap, on the Astros flagship station. On today's episode, Carlos Correa voices some concerns regarding the wellness of his teammates, Altuve's hopes to play in the WBC or DOA, and is to a crowd at first, second, and third. Charlie, Josh, welcome in. I have to say, for the trade front to be as quiet as it is, we got some juicy things to get into about the hometown team. One of the places that I least expected to get some big scoops from was FanFest, but here we are. Chandler Rome had an interesting article coming out of that. Although, you know, he didn't mention Josh working the event, but I'll put that aside. He did outline in The Athletic that Carlos Correa had three or four lunches in the offseason with Joe Espada to address concerns, the most glaring of which, according to Correa, was a lack of any plan to prevent fatigue or injury during the season. Quote, "We had too many injuries last year, and I feel like when I got here, people did not have the routine they needed to have in order for them to be able to withstand the whole season. For the young guys and the people who had not been doing this a while or had not been through injuries in the past, it's easy to get carried away and go through the motions on a daily basis," end quote. Now, I'll admit, when I first saw this quote, I will say it felt a little bit more pointed, but if you read on, Correa did go on to say that the responsibility is also on the players to take care of their bodies. However, it's hard to read that and then look at the number of injuries this team experienced last season combined with how the guys that weren't on the IL kind of withered down the stretch and not draw correlation, or in this case, correlation. My bad. That's my bad. I apologize. Charlie, you've been preaching the gospel of Altuve's usage for months now. What were your reactions to hearing Carlos say the quiet part out loud?
For a late January story, I thought that was a pretty withering indictment that Carlos Correa fired out there. And at least mildly ironic, Carlos Correa hasn't exactly been Cal Ripken-esque when it comes to durability and holding up for the long haul. Doesn't mean what he said was without merit. And that goes to Joe Espada. That goes to Dana Brown. That goes to anyone else on the staff in assessing usage. The scapegoat, along with maybe just GOAT, and I don't mean in the greatest of all time usage of it, Jeremiah Randall and the members of the training staff who are gone. But when you're the manager, and I can understand it in some respects, where you're scuffling and then flat out fading, you blew a 7-game lead. Every day you're feeling, we have to win today. I have to go with my best lineup today. The phrase penny wise, pound foolish comes to mind. And Altuve is Exhibit A. He was horrible over the last 2 months of the season, and I will attribute that in at least significant part to overwork. 35 years old, playing 155 games, 153 games the season before that. And I don't want to hear, well, his foot was bothering him the last 2 weeks. Altuve actually hit better the final week of the season than he did the 7 weeks before that. But his final 40 games of the season overall, Altuve hit 200 with an OPS of 614. Yet he was in the lineup day after day after day after day, and typically in the three spot. So eyes on the prize, but every day isn't a must win. And I think Espada needs to take heed about what Correa had to say there, including involving Carlos Correa in that.
I think Espada is all on board with this. He came over to our 790 booth and talked about this a whole bunch, and they seem really committed to getting guys more rest, just trying to balance it over the course of the year a little bit more. And obviously, these infielders, that's a big part of it. Altuve's getting older, but he really stressed it with the pitchers again, you know, saying what we all knew. They're going to start with the six-man rotation, and Espada was talking about how many games they have in April and how they're going to be in a six-man rotation a lot of the year. He thinks that that should help as far as keeping the pitchers a little healthier. And then he also went back to what we heard before. He doesn't want Abreu and Hader to be having these four out innings, not early in the season. He's like, if we have to do that stuff later in the year, cool. But April, May, we don't want to be using these guys for more than three outs. And I think that's smart. So I think it's a whole message around the whole team that they're really focused on this, trying to keep guys healthier, trying to use guys at different positions if they can, to just try and make it through the whole grind of the season. It's a long year, and you don't want what happened last year to happen again, because that obviously made all the difference in the world. They just weren't healthy enough. Hopefully they'll be able to overcome that this year. And I think it's smart that they're willing to learn from their mistakes and try and balance this out, especially at the beginning of the season.
Thing is, in the case of Hader, who you just hope like all get out, his arm is sound and he returns without any sort of setback. He had a 30-plus pitch outing within his first couple of the season. He didn't have another one until just before the All-Star break. So Hader was not ridden all that hard. Abreu a little bit harder, and of course, since he didn't break down, he got to his innings total for the year. But he was not in the top 20 in Major League relief innings pitched. So that those guys were worn out. Hader, before he went down, had multiple 30-pitch outings within a couple of weeks' time. I don't buy that Espada over 3-4 months kept going to him for four out appearances. Maybe he condensed them, and that contributed to Hader's downfall. I think Abreu is a horse, and then who are the guys that you'll be trusting to get seventh and maybe occasionally eighth inning outs if you're saying, I'm just not going to use Abreu today?
Interestingly enough, six-man rotation also seems to describe the infield as it's currently constructed, but we'll get to that a little later. In my opinion, there are just few topics in baseball that highlight the hypocrisy of fandom like this one, because the first thing I read on social when guys get nights off are, why does this guy already need a night off? Or didn't he just get a day off? Or, oh no, so-and-so's out of the lineup, so he must be hurt. Also, when guys start faltering, you rarely hear, wow, he should get more rest. You just hear, wow, this guy really sucks right now. So this feedback, I think, does put that in perspective. And I also think, too, as an aside, you have to wonder what changed since Correa left, where he comes back and prompts this response. But we know Dana Brown said they've reviewed the team's return to play policies, the details of which he has not shared. But we've got that. Now we've got Correa voicing concern to the media. Do you really think that we'll see noticeable changes in usage? Or do you think it's really easy to talk about giving guys days off in the preseason, but once we're back into the grind of things, if the team's scuffling and it gets back to all hands on deck because they need to win games, do you think we'll see a change of tune at that point?
It can be difficult to navigate. You know, when you are the manager and you're thinking, I'm not putting my best team out there today. And a lot of people will mock baseball players. You should never get tired. You know, you sprint 90, 180 feet at a time. I mean, the Astros don't hit triples. Or you jog around the bases on a home run. And defensively, you stand around most of the time. Who in the hell's ever getting tired? But it does all add up, and you are playing every day. I'm not saying they're working in a coal mine, but especially with aging players. Walker will be 35 very early in the season. Altuve will be 36 in May. And I'll go off-sport analogy. Ime Udoka is playing Kevin Durant way too much with the Rockets. Durant is awesome, but he's also 37 years old. It's ridiculous that Durant is third in the league in minutes played per game. But Udoka's thinking, well, if other guys aren't going to do it, and I see us slipping down the standings, and I need to win this game, I need to win that game, we need to win every game we can. And that's what Espada has to deal with. The difference, Durant versus Altuve late last season, is Altuve was no good, right? Durant's still a super elite offensive player, and one basketball player out of five on the court is more important than one baseball player out of nine in the lineup day to day. Separate category for that day's starting pitcher. But the proof will be in the pudding. I think I said 3-4 weeks back that the target for Altuve should be playing 125, 130 games. And then you just hope there's no further deterioration in his skill level.
That makes sense. I also think, to your point about maybe not having your best lineup and that bothering Espada, Brandon, having this glut of infielders also means that you should feel pretty good about who you're running out there. And if you have to give a guy a day off, then that's not the end of the world, because you have quality players to start all over the infield with this excess of talent. So if the team remains the same and these guys are all still here, they should be able to do it. And it's funny you bring that up. We kind of push back on Espada, saying, of course, it's the goal. You want all these guys to be rested and healthy throughout the year, but you want to win every night, right, Joe? You're a manager. You can't help that. And he's like, that's true. But I'm going to try and, I'm paraphrasing. He's like, I'm going to try and fight that urge a little bit this year and try and give these guys a little bit more rest, not worry every single day like we have to win this game. Have to keep in mind, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
And a potentially complicating factor, the manager, like the general manager, being in the last year of their contracts.
And it's just interesting because it's a glut as of now, but that's pre-trade. And we assume that somewhere along the line, there's going to be a trade, which complicates this matter. Now, if you're looking for a tractor or some sort of heavy equipment, it's not complicated at all. I think there's just one place to call.
It's Alvin Equipment, right you are. Featuring Kubota products, tractors, zero-turn mowers, compact track loaders, excavators. In fact, Alvin Equipment is the oldest Kubota dealer on the Texas Gulf Coast. Also, full parts department. And let's highlight Roman, their parts manager, Tiffany, their parts sales pro. Between them, more than 30 years of Kubota parts experience. In our world where customer service is too often, Roman and Tiffany, they are as friendly as they come. You will have a superior customer service experience, and you'll get great product. At Alvin Equipment, call 281-331-3177 or online their name, alvinequipment.com, and mention you heard it on Stone Cold Stros.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.
It was announced this week that Jose Altuve will not play in the WBC at the request of the Astros. We remember last time he played in the WBC, he missed time with that broken hand. There's also some circumstantial evidence that wasn't great for guys like Urquidy, Garcia, and Javier. But reminder, correlation, not causation. But given, the esteem that Altuve is held in, were you surprised by this news that they are denying him to play the WBC? And how much of this do you think is tied back into this narrative about keeping guys fresh throughout the season?
Josh, judging by your gesture, you seem to have a more vigorous sentiment on it. So I'll play off of you. Go ahead.
Okay, the WBC is fine, but I'm an Astros fan. That's first and foremost. I want to see Altuve be healthy and him starting even earlier in the year and making his season even longer. And then, of course, we know with the broken thumb that he had, that was a big deal. I want to get the best out of Altuve. This might be one of the last kind of backside of his prime years you get out of Altuve. I hope I'm wrong, but he's getting up there. So why give him more of a workload? And he's a team guy. Astros are like, hey, let's pass on this. And Altuve's going along with it. So if he was a pitcher, I'd be even more concerned because it's more innings and guys having to ramp up earlier than they usually have to. And not just ramp up, they take these games very seriously. So a lot of these pitchers are really going out there trying to bring it and get tough hitters out and pushing themselves earlier in the season than they normally would. But with Altuve, he's just an older player. He banged up last year. He just kind of limped to the finish line. Take all the extra rest you need. The Astros are paying you a lot of money to be a very good hitter. It'd be nice to get something back from that investment this year. Altuve was okay last year, but we know we've seen him play much, much better.
I'm a little more mixed on it, but absolutely get the sentiment that Josh expresses there. The Astros are paying him $25 million. It's the day job. It's the night job. It's a 162-game season job. Now, I am very sensitive to someone wanting to display his national pride, and you throw in the state of things in Venezuela for Altuve to want to, what presumably would be his last chance in a WBC to play for his nation. But hey, sacrifices are part of a baseball career. On the flip side, you know, the risk of getting hit by pitch by some young A-ball level pitcher early in spring training to freak type injury. It wasn't a worn out type of injury, but I'd still rather face that risk on my watch if I'm the Astros. And if there's a single A bug guy who looks wild, well, we'll just get Altuve out of the lineup in the second inning. So if that's what the Astros decide for Jose Altuve, why would they not decide the exact same thing for Carlos Correa?
And that will be interesting because the difference between those players is Altuve seems to be more soft-spoken. Correa's a little bit more fiery. And I think if this weekend at FanFest is an indicator of him being willing to put his opinion out there, I would sure be interested to hear on the backside of what he thinks about being denied a WBC appearance, although we have not had any word as of this recording. Now, we've been talking about guys getting rest, and there's nothing more restful than a vacation. So let's work in a word for our sponsor, Cruise Planners. I know it's cold outside right now, which is why you should be thinking about some warm places to visit on vacation. Hit up our guy, Nat Lapman at Cruise Planners, and he's going to get you the best prices on the best travel packages. And by the way, it's more than just cruises. He's been making dream vacations a reality since 1994. Exclusive perks, expert guidance, and concierge level service. Not only does his software find the best deals, it also keeps track of those prices. So if you book and the price goes down, your trip automatically adjusts to the lower price. Book in advance and not get penalized for being proactive. And remember, there's never a fee to book using Cruise Planners. Give Nat or Jenny a call at 281-892-1150. 281-892-1150. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on Stone Cold Stroh's. It's Cruise Planners. Now, one of the other interesting tidbits coming from FanFest that may also be tied up into this narrative of usage was Dana Brown saying that Isak Paredes will be playing some second base at spring training. He alluded to him playing third, second, and first. And he said he was going to be creative in finding ways of working everyone into the lineup and keeping them healthy. There's still, as we mentioned, a likelihood that there will be a trade. Dana Brown said they're still looking for a left-handed bat, which doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement for Jesus Sanchez, but that he's basically going to be exploring every option for as long as it takes. I have so many questions on this topic, and you can pick whatever you want to answer here, but is Paredes at second base a good idea? And if they enter the season with this lopsided roster, which is heavy on infielders, light on outfielders, is the current makeup tenable for this team to find success?
Tenable to at least be in the wild card race, I will say yes. Necessity is the mother of invention, someone once said. Paredes at second base in a vacuum is a bad idea. He's had soft tissue injuries in his legs. I mean, he torched a hamstring that just about ended his season last year. He's only 27 years old as of February, whatever his birthday is coming up. But his body type, he will not be a good defensive second baseman. They moved Altuve off there last year because he deteriorated to where he was a bottom of the barrel defensive second baseman. Paredes would be nearer to the bottom than the top. So the spot him days where you have fly ball pitchers and you hope that there'll be very little action there at second base, which was part of the thinking Altuve in left field. You see fewer balls playing left field than you do at second base. But if you have Paredes at second, Altuve in left, you are suboptimal defensively at two positions.
You are. I wonder how it's going to shake out. It's especially at this point in Altuve's career. Is his range better than Paredes's? Worse? About the same? I don't know. We just haven't seen it, right? We haven't seen Paredes playing second base. And, you know, I pulled up the numbers here. He hasn't played second base since 2023. And then that year, he only played 14 games. The most he's ever played second base was in 2022. He played 43 games at second base. So he's done it, but that was a while ago. So I don't know. And after that hamstring injury, is he moving as well as he was moving then? I'm not sure. But like I said earlier, he could have better range than Altuve. We just don't know. So we'll see how spring training goes. I think they're going to give all these guys a shot, see what it looks like. Until I see Paredes out there at second base, I'm not going to have a very concrete opinion on it. I just don't know what that looks like. But I understand them wanting to give it a try. If it doesn't work, then you pull the plug and you move on. But that could really help them if Paredes could play you some second base. But I'm kind of leaning towards Charlie here. I think it's more likely than not he's not going to be an ideal second baseman defensively.
And whither Bryce Matthews in all this? Second base, center field, or Sugarland? The Astros are the only of the 30 major league franchises. The top 100 prospects lists were all released in the past few days. Baseball America, MLB Pipeline, and Keith Law, the lead guy for The Athletic. The Astros, the only franchise with zero prospects in the top 100 on any list. Bryce Matthews is the Astros' number one. He wouldn't be anyone else's number one. He turns 24 during spring training. And oh, by the way, where's the roster spot? There's going to be a backup catcher to Diaz. There are going to be two other outfielders. If Myers is here, Zach Cole, Cam Smith, Jesus Sanchez, two of them won't be in the lineup in a given day, presuming Altuve or Alvarez is in left field. And that leaves you one backup infielder. If slick Nick Allen's glove has to make the team because he's the only other option to play shortstop, the reviews on Matthews, he cannot play a competent major league shortstop. Well, filling in a day here, a day there, I think he could. But Allen and Matthews cannot both make this team. So unless they trade Jesus Sanchez or Zach Cole is back in the minor leagues, where's the spot for Bryce Matthews? I'm hoping he goes gangbusters in spring training and forces their hand, but then what's the move?
Yes. When you look at this roster as it is, Dana Brown will have to be very creative to be able to work in everyone and get them ABs. I just cannot see this roster as it's currently constructed being the opening day roster, or at least being the long-term roster for this team. You have to think there's a trade coming somewhere down the road. What that is, we'll see. Now, Charlie, you said necessity is the mother of invention. What if necessity dictates a piece of machinery like a zero-turn mower or a Kubota tractor?
I catch your drift. It's Alvin Equipment, in business since 1952, also the oldest Kubota dealer on the Texas Gulf Coast. From tractors and zero-turn mowers, compact track loaders, excavators, if it's a Kubota, Alvin Equipment has it in stock and with low interest rate financing available. Also, full service department and parts department. Alvin Equipment, family-owned business going on 75 years. Call them at 281-331-5177. 281-331-5177. Online, alvinequipment.com. They're right on Highway 6. Let them know you heard that on Stone Cold Stros.
I say it every show, but make sure you guys support the people who support Stone Cold Stros because it helps us do what we do. Final thoughts before we're out the door on this episode.
Not much to be read into this, I don't believe, but Astros Fan Fest attendance, 2026, 10,420. Last year, it was over 21,000. Interest dropping by half? Well, it was 60-something degrees last year. Rainy, the cold weather clearly dropped down the numbers. I thought 10,000 was a pretty good number. Teams can really lean on guys to make a couple of team-friendly appearances, but the Astro player turnout was fabulous, so kudos to all who were involved in that. And this coming weekend, a quick plug. Now, there's no heater in the ballpark, so we'll see about the temperature. But if you're jonesing for some live baseball and can put up with all the ping, the Houston Winter Invitational, Jim Crane's pet event, his alma mater, Central Missouri, comes in every year. It's six Division II ball clubs. Virtually none, if any at all, will ever play Major League Baseball. Just a cool event. The tickets are reasonably priced. So if you want to see some live baseball, college style, it'll be at Daikin Park this weekend.
I just wanted to give a shout out to all the Stone Cold Stros fans that came up and said hello out at FanFest. It made us feel really good that obviously so many of you guys are watching, and everybody was really cool too that I interacted with. Just great day, a lot of fun. And Charlie is right. So many Astros players showed up and they were all really cool too. So awesome event. And yeah, it was cold. And it wasn't that bad until the sun was kind of starting to go down later in the afternoon. Then it really got cold in there. But early on, it was pretty comfortable. So anyway, shout out to all the Stone Cold Stros fans. We appreciate it. Thanks for watching.
Indeed. And Alex Bregman has a familiar face now in the Cubs organization after Chazzy Fizz gets his minor league deal from Chicago. Adds a low risk, high reward option for their outfield. So good luck, Chaz McCormick. We wish you the best. One last reminder, if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to click like on the video. And if you listen on podcast apps like Apple or Spotify, give us a 5-star rating while you're here. Reminder for Texans fans, be sure to subscribe to our other podcast, Texans on Tap. For Charlie and Josh, I'm Brendan saying so long. Thanks for listening. And as always, go Stros.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.